I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Mr. Zuckerberg, let me start with you. Did I hear you say in your opening statement that there's no link between mental health and social media use?
Senator, what I said is I think it's important to look at the science. I know it's people widely talk about this as if that is something that's already been proven. And I think that the bulk of the scientific evidence does not support that.
Well, really, let me just remind you of some of the science from your own company. Instagram studied the effect of your platform on teenagers. Let me just read you some quotes from the Wall Street Journal's report on this. Company researchers found that Instagram is harmful for a sizable percentage of teenagers, most notably teenage girls. Here's a quote from your own study. Quote, we make body image issues worse for 1 in 3 teen girls. Here's another quote. Teens blame Instagram, this is your study, for increases in the rate of anxiety and depression. This reaction was unprompted and consistent across all groups. That's your study.
That's your study. What do you have to say there? Well, we're just getting started. It was quite a show yesterday, and we had so many other things going on, didn't have time to focus on it, but I made time for it today because we had the heads of Facebook, TikTok, others all appearing in front of the Senate hearing and being grilled extensively about what are you doing to our children, much less what you're doing to the rest of the nation and the world. The answers they're going to be giving, which you'll hear in a minute, you could expect that it's going to be evasive, but it's also going to be damning, even when they would have to recognize it is. I wonder what happened after everything yesterday when they went back with their lawyers and got out of that room and, oh my God, I'm glad that's over. But then they started looking at how else can we ramp up and still stay in control? Because that's what it's all about, control. They control if you're going to get your piece put up on their site, and they control what you're going to say or not be allowed to say. And this is not going to stop. Until we actually have a hard line against them, because right now they're getting a pass. When they were originally established, they wanted protection from lawsuits, because if it's an open forum like Facebook or TikTok, whatever you put up there, they don't know how accurate or true it is, or they're not questioning it for accuracy. Unless they know you're a Trump supporter, then they still may not check it for accuracy. They're just automatically put a block on it. So they want protection. That's just different than a newspaper. Because what they put in there, they know what they're putting in. No one can suddenly, well, I guess they could hack in, but they don't sneak in and get something into the machine that it prints out on the paper and never should have been there. That doesn't happen. And on radio or TV, we're responsible for our content. Now, if I'm having callers, and the only reason I don't have callers on this program is because we're loaded every day. I don't have time to go off in areas and have deeper discussions or maybe good discussions, been some maybe inane by some folks who aren't quite informed. Not knocking it, I'm just saying that's not my style. I want to tell you a story, and I want to give you supplying evidence for you that would back it up or detract from it, and then you make some judgments. You are a thinking public, and that's why I love this audience. I see it all the time. It's on the comments. You can always write to me at Larry Connors USA@gmail.com, or you can post comments on some of the streams we put up. All right, let me set the stage again. Here we are, February 1, 2024. This is the second hour of 2 of Larry Connors USA. Sorry if you missed the first one, but I got an option for you in a minute. When we're on the air, we're also streaming video. It's available at Larry Connors USA Facebook, Twitter, Rumble, or News Talk STL, Facebook, Rumble, Twitter, and YouTube. Yeah, the station got back on YouTube. I haven't, but in a way I am. So you can always go back and pull something up if you miss it. And I encourage you to do it. And then I encourage you to share it. Send it on to someone else so they can get involved. We have listeners way beyond the reach of our signals. We got two great FM signals, but our listeners are all over the nation and some even out of Europe. And occasionally I'll get some out of Asia. So we encourage you to take part and join it and join in. And every day we work hard to present a solid program for you. So you heard Hawley, Missouri Senator Hawley, questioning Zuckerberg about your own studies were showing how you're damaging children. Your own study. Well, let's pick up with that issue again.
Senator, we try to understand the feedback and how people feel about the services. We can improve.
Wait a minute. Your own study says that you make life worse for 1 in 3 teenage girls. You increase anxiety and depression. That's what it says. And you're here testifying to us in public that there's no link. You've been doing this for years. For years, you've been coming in public and testifying under oath that there's absolutely no link. Your product is wonderful. The science is nascent, full speed ahead. While internally, you know full well your product is a disaster for teenagers.
Senator,
and yet
that's
you keep right on doing what you're doing. Right?
That's not true.
Of course. That applause you were hearing, that was some of the audience in the crowd because a lot of parents were there. They wanted to hear how Zuckerberg was going to be responding along with the TikTok chief and others as to how they're going to respond to the criticism, which they simply won't. They ignore it, and yet they did their own survey, as he was pointing out. Your own survey says that you're basically shaming children, young girls in particular, making them feel like I'm not as good as I should be because of what's going on Facebook or other social media, Instagram. And Senator Hawley was doing his bit with Zuckerberg, and also he then turned to a source that Zuckerberg had to know on one hand this was coming. And when you hear the source and Zuckerberg's reaction, it's as if, wow, did not see that coming.
Here's some information from a whistleblower who came before the Senate, testified under oath in public. He worked for you. He's a senior executive. Here's what he showed he found when he studied your products. So, for example, this is girls between the ages of 13 and 15 years old. 37% of them reported that they had been exposed to nudity on the platform unwanted in the last 7 days. 24% said that they had experienced unwanted sexual advances. They'd been propositioned in the last 7 days. 17% said they had encountered self-harm content pushed at them in the last 7 days. Now, I know you're familiar with these stats because he sent you an email where he lined it all out. I mean, we've got a copy of it right here. My question is, who did you fire for this?
Who did you fire? When you get a memo from one of your own CEOs and they had a copy of the email they put up on a board for everyone to see, the question again was, who did you fire? Well, let's see what answer comes with that.
My question is, who did you fire for this? Who got fired because of that?
Senator, we study all of this because it's important and we want to improve our services.
Well, you just told me a second ago you studied it, but that there was no linkage. Who did you fire?
Yeah, I said you mischaracterized.
37% of teenage girls between 13 and 15 were exposed to unwanted nudity in a week on Instagram. You knew about it. Who did you fire?
Senator, this is why we're building all
these
tools.
Who did you fire?
Senator, I don't think that that's...
Who did you fire?
I'm not going to answer that.
Because you didn't fire anybody, right? You didn't take any significant action.
It's appropriate to talk about individual HR decisions.
Do you know who's sitting behind you? You've got families from across the nation whose children are either severely harmed or gone. And you don't think it's appropriate to talk about steps that you took? The fact that you didn't fire a single person? Let me ask you this. Have you compensated any of the victims?
Sorry?
Have you compensated any of the victims? These girls, have you compensated them?
I don't believe so.
Why not? Don't you think they deserve some compensation for what your platform has done? Help with counseling services? Help with
dealing with the issues that your service has caused?
And there was really no answer. I hadn't even considered it. And then he got into, maybe it should come out of your own pocket. And then Josh Hawley got Zuckerberg to do something that was pretty damn amazing. It was better than any circus trick I've ever seen.
Let me ask you this. There's families of victims here today. Have you apologized to the victims? Would you like to do so now?
Well,
they're here. You're on national television. Would you like now to apologize to the victims who have been harmed by your product? Show them the pictures. Would you like to apologize for what you've done to these good people?
I'm sorry for everything that you have all gone through. It's terrible. No one should have to go through the things that your families have suffered. And this is why we invest so much and are going to continue doing industry-leading efforts to make sure that no one has to go through the types of things that your families have had to suffer.
So he actually stood and faced toward the audience, and some of them holding up pictures of their child that either lost or that had been a victim of a pedophile. And he starts stammering some apology. And, of course, when he came back to the compensation issue, no. I don't want to go down that road. And the apology was kind of half-baked, in my opinion. But he got him to stand and turn and face the accusers. Good, good. He also had to all turn around then and had facing tough questions from Texas Congressman Cruz.
Social media is a very powerful tool. But we're here because every parent I know, and I think every parent in America, is terrified about the garbage that is directed at our kids. I have two teenagers at home. And the phones they have are portals to predators, to viciousness, to bullying, to self-harm. And each of your companies could do a lot more to prevent it. Mr. Zuckerberg, in June of 2023, the Wall Street Journal reported that Instagram's recommendation systems were actively connecting pedophiles to accounts that were advertising the sale of child sexual abuse material. In many cases, those accounts appeared to be run by underage children themselves, often using code words and emojis to advertise illicit material. In other cases, the accounts included indicia that the victim was being sex trafficked.
In the show. So we have an issue there, and their own science and their studies showing it. But again, Senator Cruz pointing out, where are your guardrails?
But what was particularly concerning about the Wall Street Journal expose was the degree to which Instagram's own algorithm was promoting the discoverability of victims for pedophiles seeking child abuse material. In other words, this material wasn't just living on the dark corners of Instagram. Instagram was helping pedophiles find it by promoting graphic hashtags, including hashtag ped whore and hashtag preteen sex, to potential buyers. Instagram also displayed the following warning screen to individuals who were searching for child abuse material. These results may contain images of child sexual abuse. And then you gave users two choices: get resources or see results anyway. Mr. Zuckerberg, what the hell were you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, really. If you say it may contain basic material you shouldn't even be watching, but we'll tell you how to get it anyway. Let's continue that with Senator Cruz.
Mr. Zuckerberg, what the hell were you thinking?
All right, Senator. The basic science behind that is that when people are searching for something that is problematic, it's often helpful to, rather than just blocking it, to help direct them towards something that that could be helpful for getting them to get help.
In what I understand, get resources. In what sane universe is there a link for see results anyway?
Well, because we might be wrong. We try to trigger this warning, or we tried to, when we think that there's any chance that the results
Okay, you might be wrong. Let me ask you, how many times was this warning screen displayed?
I don't know, but the
you don't know. Why don't you know?
I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head. But
well, you know what, Mr. Zuckerberg? It's interesting you say you don't know it off the top of your head, because I asked it in June of 2023 in an oversight letter, and your company refused to answer. Will you commit right now to within 5 days answering this question for this committee?
We'll follow up on that.
Is that a yes? Not a we'll follow up. I know how lawyers write statements saying we're not going to answer. Will you tell us how many times this warning screen was displayed? Yes or no?
Senator, I'll personally look into it. I'm not sure if we have.
Okay, so you're refusing to answer that.
I'll look at it. But yes or no? Yes or no? Hey, Zuck, let me help you out here. I know you're a bright, intelligent guy, or supposedly. You made way more money than I'll ever think of having, and I could care less. But when he says it's a yes or no question, you have two options. Yes, no. Not start filibustering that, well, we're doing everything we can to be working around it and so forth. Now, the CEO of TikTok was also there. We're going to let you hear Senator Cruz go after him later. But I got to tell you, this display, as we were watching it, was constantly being put in front of our American people.
How many times did an Instagram user who got this warning that you're seeing images of child sexual abuse, how many times did that user click on see results anyway, I want to see that?
Senator, I'm not sure if we stored that, but I'll personally look into this and we'll follow up after.
And what follow-up did Instagram do when you have a potential pedophile clicking on, I'd like to see child porn? What did you do next when that happened?
Senator, I think that an important piece of context here is that any context that we think is child sexual abuse.
Mr. Zuckerberg, that's called a question. What did you do next when someone clicked, you may be getting child sexual abuse images, and they click see results anyway? What was your next step? You said you might be wrong. Did anyone examine, was it in fact child sexual abuse material? Did anyone report that user? Did anyone go and try to protect that child? What did you do next?
Senator, we take down anything that we think is sexual abuse material on the service, and we do.
Did anyone verify whether it was in fact child sexual abuse material?
Senator, I don't know if every single search result we're following up on, but in,
did you report the people who wanted it?
Senator, do you want me to answer your question?
Yeah, I want you to answer the question I'm asking. Did you report
time to speak
the people
them?
Who click see results anyway?
That's probably one of the factors that we use in reporting. And in general, I mean, we've reported more people and done more reports like this to NCMEC, the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children, than any other company in the industry. We proactively go out of our way across our services to do this and have made, I think it's more than 26 million reports, which is more than the whole rest of the industry combined.
Well, that's just great. That's just great. The TikTok interview will be coming up later, but first I want you to hear from a 14-year-old lecturing her school board. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Question, do you know what vermiculite is? It is an insulation in the attics of hundreds of thousands of homes and public buildings. Looks like kitty litter, but often contains asbestos. Wellington Environmental is the largest company in the Midwest that can remove that hazard for you. Wellington has what is called the General, a powerful industrial vacuum that can suck vermiculite out of the attic. Hang on, there's something else you should know. Many of you might qualify for up to a $4,000 rebate. You should at least contact Wellington to see if you qualify. And here's something else. Wellington arrives at the time they give you, not sometime within 4 hours. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. WellingtonSTL.com. WellingtonSTL.com. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
Talk radio made in St. Louis.
Very excited for what you guys are doing for the St. Louis community.
For St. Louis.
Relevant local talk.
Saying what we are thinking.
This is News Talk STL.
No, you guys are awesome. I love you. And it really, it's a tremendous honor to be on the station.
News, analysis, and opinion.
Thanks for us covering the local and
global. Come on, people. This is America.
We better open our eyes.
Really local? Really good.
News Talk STL at 1019 941
and NewsTalkSTL.com.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey, St. Louis, my name is Rob Carter. My new primetime show will explore the collaboration between corrupt media and our corrupted political system. From manipulated elections, open borders, mandated medicines, and unconstitutional lockdowns, what is going on?
The Rob Carter Show.
Let's talk about it on The Rob Carter Show. Join me weeknights from 8 to 10 p.m. on News Talk STL.
Rob Carter, live and local, weeknights at 8 on News Talk STL. This is News Talk STL.
Profit off of weakness, and they always have. Now meth is the recipe for cold hard cash. Something's cooking and it just ain't right. Hell's Kitchen gonna burn tonight.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
With these types of salaries, parents should expect extremely high proficiency scores and academic excellence. But that's not the case. More money does not equal better education. Proficiency scores are as low as 20% in this district. Chippewa Valley High School is ranked 384th out of 735 Michigan high schools. In 2018, your average standard score was 59.42, but went down to 21.68 last year. Your Michigan State percentile is only 18%, meaning 82% of Michigan students scored better on standardized tests than those at Chippewa Valley.
Chippewa Valley is where this young lady, 14 years old, is addressing the school board. She's done her homework. Believe me, she's done her homework. And she's talking about, again, you guys think paying more money to staff is going to make us smarter. That doesn't work. She said, with these types of salaries, and I'll quote some of those for you in a moment, parents should expect extremely high proficiency scores and academic excellence. But more money does not equal better education. My God, it took a 14-year-old to say something that is so true to this school board, Chippewa Valley, in their state of Michigan. And again, she said the high school is ranked third. Proficiency scores are as low as 20% in the district. And we're ranked, I say third, you're ranked 84th. Out of 735 Michigan high schools, you are 84th. If it's as bad as it is here, how bad could it be for those below 84? And again, pointing out the Michigan State percentile is only 18%, meaning 82% of Michigan students score better on their standardized test than those here at Chippewa Valley. What is her point? Well, she's talking about how long a lot of these people have been on the board and things have not gotten better. She's also questioning the validity of even having the school board principal involved in this because he's not elected position. She is identifying him directly as the superintendent. I said principal, but he's a superintendent. But here's what she points out. Every supervisor in this Chippewa Valley School District. According to the website of the school, every single teacher in that district is making well over $100,000 per year. Well, I'm happy for them. I think good teachers should be more than adequately reimbursed. They earn it. They work hard at it. Sometimes they dig into their own pockets to help buy supplies for the schools and the kids. I applaud all of that if they're doing the job. And I'm sure in the midst of these, there are a lot of them that are doing the best they can. But you get two or three in different classes, and they're not really caring or apathetic or even just phoning it in on a daily basis. Everything that the other teachers are achieving is a wash. And caught in the middle of it are the children and their education. She then points out that every school counselor is making $100,000 a year. Every principal is making $100,000 a year. I'm listening to these numbers, and I'm thinking, why do you even want to go from teacher to all this? But every coordinator, every director, every supervisor, all making $100,000 a year. They're probably that and then some. All this is just according to the website. But the superintendent makes $400,000 per year. And as she was pointing out, in addition to those numbers I just stated, she's talking about the school superintendent. He said, the school board, she said, is a governing body of our district. And Mr. Roberts is only an advisor as board president. Your job is to preside and conduct these meetings, not the superintendent. You shouldn't even be speaking unless giving a report on district issues or a question is posed to you. She adds that some of you have been on this board for years and things have gotten worse in this district. And one thing that's remained status since 2011, the superintendent. And she adds this, why is every parent in this district not asking the board, why is this guy still here? That 14-year-old had the audience totally enraptured, and a lot of them got some information they just didn't know. From the mouths of babes, correct? Hey, as you know, John Kerry is no longer going to be the White House climate czar. He's going to step aside because he wants to rejoin the staff of Joe Biden, putting all of his efforts into getting Biden back into the White House. Kerry is 80, but he's going to help the 81-year-old Biden get back into the White House. I have nothing wrong with the age, and Kerry is very sharp and astute, certainly compared to Biden. Well, so they're going to walk away from having a climate czar or whatever you want to call it, diplomat? No. They're not going to do that. Come on. The wheels are in motion. White House advisor John Podesta. You've heard that name before. John Podesta will be stepping up. The White House chief of staff issued a written statement stating, we need to keep meeting the gravity of this moment. And there's no one better than John Podesta. John has and will continue to be at the helm of driving the implementation of the most significant climate law in history. Till we're all frozen, starving, and dead. Oh, I'm sorry, that wasn't in the statement. I think I was thinking out loud. Forgive me. That was not in the statement. Kerry, of course, was instrumental in delivering the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement under then-President Barack Obama. Kerry was Secretary of State. And since then, he's dedicated his life to flying around the globe, telling world powers, including China, you need to cut down those emissions. And you know what China says? They smile. You'd like some tea? And they keep digging more coal mines. They're not shutting down anything. They're counting on us doing it, so we will be cold and freezing when they decide to make their move. Kerry did take time to congratulate Podesta in a Twitter, and he says, and this is from the tweet from John Kerry, "We've made historic progress these last 3 years, and I know that in his new role as Biden's senior advisor for international climate change, John Podesta will continue to grow the momentum that we've had previously and most recently at Dubai." Podesta joined the Biden administration, by the way, in September 2022. You know what he does right now? He oversees Biden's Inflation Reduction Comedy Act. My mind is slipping in here. I'm sorry. The real title is Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. This sounds better with the word comedy in it, because that's what it is. Of course, it's devoted billions of dollars to speed the nation's shift to clean energy, including wind and solar. And of course, before that, he was a top climate advisor to former President Obama. And he also, let me remind you of this. John Podesta was chairing Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. And had also served as White House chief of staff under Bill Clinton. So he'd been around a while. It's a good old boys network. But one thing about Podesta stands out to me, despite everything I just read to you, is the night that Hillary lost to Donald Trump. All of her supporters were gathered waiting for a victory yell and cry for her to come on the stage and, "We won! We defeated that mean old man." They were talking about Trump, obviously, not Biden. But there was no big celebration that night for Hillary Clinton. She did call Trump and concede the election in somewhat of a classy way, I guess. And in his classy way, he said, "That's all behind us. Let's all work together and build a better nation. Make America great again." That moment, they started going after him. No honeymoon for this president. But John Podesta was given the duty to stand at the front of the firing line. All these folks who had waited until the wee hours of the morning to have Hillary come address them and thank them for their hard work and effort, even if it failed short, she did not show up. Probably because she's throwing a fit in the back room or guzzling down. I don't know. I mean, what would you do if you had everything pinned on you? We're going to be coronated and suddenly they whipped it away from you, in her view. She sent Podesta out to address all these weeping, crying, shriveling, whining. My God, how could it happen? He said, "We're going to call it a night. We're still looking at things. Tomorrow will be a new day, and in the brightness of the day, we'll have a better picture of what's going on." He already knew they were beat. But he was smart enough. "You send me out here to face them, I'm not going to say that to them." Coming up, what we're going to be doing or not doing when it comes to dealing with the border.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I'm always glad to have new sponsors, but I have turned some down. See, I only endorse clients if I believe in them. And I've been a spokesman for John Beal for 10 years. Through those years, listeners said they went with John Beal because they trusted me. And just recently, a woman named Mary wrote, "We got a John Beal roof based on your recommendation." Thank you, Mary, and all the others for calling John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Sometimes you want to do something extra special for someone. Vincent's Jewelers can help you. Maybe you want to do something for yourself. Mark a date, something you accomplished. It doesn't have to be anything really expensive, but it has to mean something now and for the future. Vincent's, locally owned, just asked for the chance to work with you, as they have with me, on Olive, just east of 270. Every day, new specials at vincentsjewelers.com or Vincent's Facebook.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
One of the five most traumatic experiences in life is moving. I can assure you that McGuire Moving can help ease that pressure. Moving into a new home or a new business, locally, internationally, McGuire is rated number one. More than 80 years of experience. Free estimate, call McGuire, 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
This bill will not pass. It's dead on arrival in the House. And I said to my colleagues, all right, if it's not going to pass the House, what the hell are we doing? Why are we giving Democrats an excuse? Because you know what Chuck Schumer's doing? You know what Joe Biden's doing? You know what every Democrat running for re-election is doing? They're saying, well, gosh, we would have secured the border, but the Republicans won't pass our bogus bill that does nothing to secure the border. That is just dumb. It's political malpractice.
It is malpractice. But they're already playing the game. In fact, I've got a piece right here in front of me. That was, of course, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas talking about how this bill that they want to push through is just out of control. GOP Senator Cassidy talking to Trump, saying, don't be ignorant, read the border bill. He is a Louisiana, and he is appearing on CNN, which they love the kind of remark when he said, don't be ignorant. During a campaign speech Saturday, Trump had said, as leader of our party, there is zero chance I will support this horrible open borders betrayal of America. I'll fight it all the way. A lot of the senators are trying to say, respectfully, they're blaming it on me. I say, that's okay. Go ahead and please blame me. Please do. Well, a reporter, in talking to Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, said, top Senate negotiators told me earlier today, criticisms of this bill would not clamp down on border crossings is simply wrong. And then asked, so the former president calls this a betrayal. Is that it? Would you characterize that? Senator James Oakley Langford, is James Langford. This copy got fouled up. I just realized this. It was quoting Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana of making that statement. Let me look at this copy. No, this was, well, Cassidy was involved in it, but she was asking Senator James Langford, Republican of Oklahoma. And he said, it's certainly not a betrayal. Actually, we've got to deal with issues in law. That's how we actually deal with things in America. And Cassidy, Senator Cassidy, asked Langford, does he have access to the bill? And Cassidy added, it has been released. How does he know it's a betrayal if he hasn't read it? I mean, don't be ignorant. Read the bill. Well, I haven't read the bill either. I don't know how many who have, but I will tell you this. The word had come out early that the point was going to be that they were going to make sure that it would include basically a provision where 5,000 illegals would be let into the nation on a daily basis. 5,000 a day. That would end up being a million plus by the time the end of the year. So Senator Mike Johnson is now rushing through a tax bill, despite the objections from both conservative and centrist factions of the Republican Party. This involves a child tax credit. And this is underway as we're also looking at a compromise on border security and foreign aid. All of this ties together in a way because they're trying to say, let's get these low-profile things out, get them passed and done. But he's also been recognizing that what is proposed by those who are willing to go along with the Senate is we will willingly accept 5,000 illegals into our nation on a daily basis. Now, I say illegal. At that point, you could call them an immigrant if you're letting them in and processing them, and that was the intent anyway. But what are you going to do about all the ones that want to come through the other processes? They claim the asylum system, our immigration system is broken. This is going to break it more. This is a Trojan horse by any look, by any way you see it. And let me give you an example of how the Democrats want to play this. A majority of House Democrats voted against legislation this week, that would impose new criminal penalties for illegals if they're leading Border Patrol agents on often deadly high-speed crashes. That's right, they're illegal, they come across, here comes the Border Patrol to apprehend them, and they rush off. If you catch them, don't you think you should charge them? Hell yes. Well, Tuesday, 56 House Democrats joined 215 House Republicans to pass the Agent Raul Gonzalez Officer Safety Act, which would establish new criminal penalties for illegals and others driving vehicles trying to evade Border Patrol agents. And in fact, the Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council said, "We appreciate the House Republicans' efforts to secure our lawless, chaotic border and protect the men and women on the front line and make our community safer." Illegal aliens convicted of fleeing from Border Patrol agents, lean on this, would be ineligible to claim asylum and would be immediately deported. But 154 House Democrats voted against it. That includes the party leadership, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Minority Whip Clark. That legislation I read, Raul Humberto Gonzalez Jr., it has his name on it. He's a father of two who was killed just before Christmas in 2022. He was on a high-speed chase trying to catch a bunch of illegals who crossed the border. Senator Mike Johnson said, "We stand shoulder to shoulder with every law enforcement officer working to secure the border." And yet you look at this, 154 House Democrats didn't think his life was that valuable, I guess, because they don't want to prosecute and deport anybody who leads Border Patrol agents on a high-speed chase. Don't even bother looking for any sense of common sense. Governor DeSantis announcing that he will be deploying members of his National Guard to help the Texas National Guard. He said, "We want to help stop the invasion of the southern border. We're going to give 1,000 of our National Guard members to the control of Texas, whatever they need. We'll help put up additional barriers, including razor wire." And he added, "We don't have a country. We don't have a border." We all agree with that. Well, I say the sane people agree with it. And even those on the other side, I'm asking you to do something. Do you think when you go in your house and you close the door and put the garage down, that's your secure environment, right? You probably lock the door. Things have changed since the days of the 50s. You lock the door. You make sure all the alarms are set. Well, if you really don't think border crossing is that big of a deal, again, leave your garage door open at night. Leave lights on so they can see their way in. Leave your front door not just unlocked, but open, so they won't have to break it to get in, and let people come and go as they want. Maybe mess with your children or sleep with them, whatever. Would that change your mind? You know it would, but you don't want to admit it, do you? In the meantime, in Chicago, that city-sponsored facility, according to one Chicago TV station, conditions at this shelter were revealed in emails sent to the Chicago mayor back in October. And then in December, a migrant child died because he got sick at the shelter. Several have gotten sick since. They may not have been in good shape to begin with. If it's cold weather, and who knows what all else could be involved. But when they actually went to do an investigation, it is infested with rats and cockroaches, rotting food, garbage, water quality issues, open sewage. In Chicago, and a shelter that they put up to take care of these people who came here seeking a better life. The TV station that was focusing on it filed a Freedom of Information Act for emails, but got documents that were entirely redacted, so they could not really tell much about it. But they say the redacted parts alleged the shelter had insufficient bathrooms, exposed pipes with raw sewage, cockroach infestation, a possible outbreak of illness with many being sick, insufficient provision of meals and water. Now, I'm wondering how many are there thinking, I made the trip and paid the cartels to get me into this? Well, of course, you know what the Democrats' answer is. Give us more money. You give us more money, we can fix it. And Joe Biden still says, if I had more money, I could close the border. No, he won't. Yesterday, we had execs of major social media firms in front of the Senate. And Senator Cruz unleashed an attack against the CEO of TikTok.
Now, you said earlier, you said, and I wrote this down, we have not been asked for any data by the Chinese government, and we have never provided it. I'm going to tell you, and I told this when you and I met last week in my office, I do not believe you. And I'll tell you, the American people don't either. If you look at what is on TikTok in China, you are promoting to kids science and math videos, educational videos, and you limit the amount of time kids can be on TikTok. In the United States, you are promoting to kids self-harm videos. And anti-Israel propaganda. Why is there such a dramatic difference?
Senator, that is just not accurate.
There's not a difference between what kids see in China and what kids see here?
Senator, TikTok is not available in China. It's a separate experience there.
You have a company that is essentially the same, except it promotes beneficial materials instead of harmful materials.
That is not true.
Well, I'm like the senator. I don't believe him. The other part of the question is, the stuff that the senator said is being shown locally, anti-Semitism and graphic pictures, I'll probably agree they're not being shown in China. Well, maybe the anti-Semitism is. But they're obviously being shown here through TikTok. What are they doing about it? That was the whole focus of the entire hearing yesterday, trying to find out, here are your issues. You say you're going to deal with them. You haven't done with them. Now what are you going to do? It just went on and on. The social media giants believe they And they're the first to say no one's above the law, but they believe they are. That's why they want protection from lawsuits. If, in case something posts something on there, it'd be libelous or slander. Not us. We didn't have any control over being posted. Once we saw it, we took it down. We won't let them back on. But you can't sue us because it happened one time. And they know the damage they're doing. And yet, you're going to hear a mea culpa, very much as we've heard from those who were all about pushing COVID and mask mandates and that we've got to keep kids home and out of the school. And most parents were telling them, and even educators, this is wrong. This is going to hurt these kids, and they're learning. And they said, well, we're following the science. We know better. And since then, they realized, no, that did hurt them, and will you forgive us? Will you forgive us that we did that to your children because we thought we were doing what was best in their interest? No, I'm not going to forgive you because you were repeatedly told it would damage them. And you make up science and tell us to follow it. There was another very interesting event, and I mentioned this earlier in the hour, but this is one of those that you want to buy a second ticket for some things you see, right? You think, man, I got to go see that again. Well, I'm going to give it for you absolutely free. This is when Missouri Senator Hawley has been going after Zuckerberger and all the things that they have done and screwed up with their platform and basically denied people, but more importantly, how they have allowed that platform to become not only an invite for pedophiles, but an encouragement and basically subject young children to the lust and possible actual contact from pedophiles. And Senator Hawley knows that the audience is packed with parents of a lot of those same kids, and they brought pictures of their kids, how sweet and innocent they were before they got basically into the hands of a pedophile through social media. Listen what happened next.
Let me ask you this. There's families of victims here today. Have you apologized to the victims? Would you like to do so now?
Well,
they're here. You're on national television. Would you like now to apologize to the victims who have been harmed by your product? Show them the pictures. Would you like to apologize for what you've done to these good people?
I'm sorry for everything that you have all gone through. It's terrible. No one should have to go through the things that your families have suffered. And this is why we invest so much and are going to continue doing industry-leading efforts to make sure that no one has to go through the types of things that your families have had to suffer.
He actually had to stand and turn away from the senators and address the crowd because Hawley said, you're here on national TV. You want to take the opportunity? And he thought, oh, I guess I better do this one. But nobody believed a word he said. And Hawley also questioned about, what about compensation? What? Compensation. You're going to do anything to pay these families for what they've suffered because of your social media company and their children? Well, we haven't. How about out of your own pay? How about you take some of those billions you make and pay compensation to them out of your money, out of your pocket? I'll cut to the chase for you. The answer is no, not going to, unless they're forced to. Great display yesterday. And the fact that Zuckerberg had to stand and face them and even mumble an insincere apology. I love it. Absolutely love it. And that's why you also love this program. We bring you stuff like that and more. We'll be back here tomorrow. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.